Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Part 3. When the three elders had left and Jim had spoken to Inspector Charles, Jim got his jacket from the coat rack. Mercedes took off her high heels and put on sneakers. If she was walking around the city all day, there was no way she'd be doing so in heels. "Aren't we pretty much looking for a needle in a haystack?" she asked, looking up at him. "Yes, we are. So we need some kind of help. I was thinking of asking Feline's dad if there's any way of pinpointing the kind of magic energy the kid's hauling around." Feline's father, the wizard Darcy, who had given her the ability to turn from cat to human, ran a magic shop and had assisted them once before as a penance when the Tempest team had made him stop stealing jewels to finance his charm sales. "Do you think he'd help us again?" "He hasn't had any reason to be angry at us since then. Feline's giving him money from her salary, so he's not broke, but probably not exactly rolling in dough. If we pay him, he might."
"Well, if he can do that sort of thing, I think that's a great idea. Where do you want me to start?"
"The wharf, like you suggested. Then check the touristy spots. Golden Gate, Union Square, and maybe the cable cars. That's where I would go if I was a kid."
"What about Chinatown?"
"Good idea. That's pretty exciting. I'll get a hold of Andrew and Feline and tell them to start searching when they get back." Mercedes started for the door, but hesitated for a moment.
"You know, I've got a feeling there's something we're not thinking of, but I've never seen this city through the eyes of a kid. Where the hell would you go if you had the day without grown-ups?"
The penguins splashed around the artificial island while little rivers of ice water ran down the sides and into the big basin. Most of the birds were in the water, but a few had climbed up on the edge and stood like guests at a fancy party, chattering to each other. Huyana put her face close to the metal fence, looking at them with wide eyes. She had never seen anything like them before, only on TV or in the cartoon she'd watched when the orphanage had taken them to the movies. She hadn't been old enough to understand all of it, but she had liked the penguins the best. She had seen a poster with a picture of the penguins in the zoo while walking down the street today and had immediately decided to go see them. This had made her stop and think for a moment. She didn't have anyone to take her in a car, and she didn't know where it was exactly. She couldn't read, but she could recognize a few words, and she knew San Francisco because she'd seen it on the map Luyu had used in the car. She'd seen it many times during the trip. That meant the penguins couldn't be that far away. She wished she could just go there. And suddenly, there she was. A grown-up might have questioned this, have wondered how she'd just moved across the city and inside the zoo. But to Huyana, it was just the latest in a long line of unusual things that happened to her. She put her hand in her pocket, expecting there to be a bag of cookies there. Sure enough, a fresh bag of her favorite, Orange Milano. She put one in her mouth and chewed while watching the penguins. She squeezed her face in between two of the bars in the fence. Why did they have to be so far away, she wondered. She wasn't tall, and the fence prevented her from really getting a good look. If only the birds had been bigger, so they'd been easier to see. The next moment, the five penguins standing on the island had grown to roughly the size of humans. The sound of their chattering rose as well, and they began to wobble around the island in apparent terror, flapping their wings. One of them slid on the wet surface and fell into the water with a loud splash. Huyana giggled. They looked so funny.
Maybe they would get even bigger if she thought hard enough.
People around the enclosure began to shout and point, and some began filming with their phones as well. This made the penguins even more uneasy, and the sounds hurt Huyana's ears.
"I wish you'd all be quiet," she muttered to the people around her.
At once, they were. People looked at each other, pointed to their throats, and tried to call out, but no sound came out. Huyana sighed, and with a happy smile returned her attention to the penguins. Now she could enjoy them in peace. If only the fence hadn't been so tall.
Jim parked his car outside the magic store. Not much had changed since they'd found Feline and her father here the first night they met. The building still looked like it was in dire need of a paint job and some maintenance, and the sign still proclaimed, "Bekam, Magic, Tricks, and Wonder," over the door. Inside, the store looked like an Aladdin's cave, filled with trinkets and heavy curtains everywhere. Dried monkeys' hands lay side by side with curved knives and jeweled rings, most likely fake ones, unless Darcy had found other sources of income since they last spoke. And the counter was a long, shining glass case with a large wooden chest inside that made you think of a pirate's treasure chest. The air conditioners made the room cool and pleasant to be in, and Jim thought for a moment of how long it had been too hot. Could it really be some weird magic that had kept the rain and humidity away? A small bell had rung when Jim opened the door, and he looked around the room.
"Darcy! Mr. Darcy, are you here?"
From the back of the room, a voice answered.
"Mr. Corrigan, what are you doing here? Has something happened to Feline?"
Jim turned and saw Darcy come out from behind one of the velvet drapes. He was dressed like a Victorian-age Oriental magician in silk and flowing robes. His white hair was combed back along his head, and on his nose rested a small silver pince-nez.
"No, nothing happened to her. She's out on a case right now, as a matter of fact."
Darcy looked relieved and came closer. His eyes stared intensely at Jim behind the glasses.
"I see. Well, what do I owe the pleasure of your visit, then? I don't suppose you're here for a love potion or a magic wand?"
"No, not at all. Actually, I'm here to ask you to help us out in a more professional capacity, as a wizard."
Darcy raised an eyebrow.
"More professional, you say?"
"Yes. I need to know if it's possible to find someone using a spell, a very special someone, someone who wields extremely powerful magic."
Darcy went to the door and turned the sign from open to closed. He locked the door with a key and then turned back to Jim.
"Everything's possible, but it might be difficult. Who is this person you're looking for? A wizard?"
"That's part of a case, and I can't reveal that to you. What I can tell you is that the person I'm looking for isn't necessarily conscious of using the power. It might be on instinct."
"Oh, that sounds interesting,"
Darcy said. Jim thought he could see a glint in the man's eyes he didn't much care for.
"Won't you come upstairs? We can do more without having to worry about onlookers who peek through the windows."
"Fine."
Jim followed Darcy behind the curtain and up a narrow stairway into the study where the wizard worked.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Darcy sat down in his chair in the corner and gestured for Jim to take a seat as well.
"So, this person is not a wizard, per se, I take it. It's someone infused with magic power?
Yes, you could say that.
Very well. And do you have anything that belongs to the person? Personal effects or maybe a lock of hair?
Jim shook his head.
No, I don't. I've got a photograph, though. Will that work? Possibly.
Darcy went to his bookshelf and rummaged around until finally coming up with an old fold-out map. He spread it out on the floor, and Jim recognized it as an old tourist map of the Bay Area.
Would you assist me in lighting some candles, Mr. Corrigan? You will find them in the drawer over there. 5 of them will do. Set them up in a pentagram around the map, and place your photograph on the floor next to the map.
Jim found the candles and lit them with his cigarette lighter, while Darcy knelt on the floor.
Spells like this one are actually not strictly legal, as the Wizard's Council frowns upon anyone else knowing where the magical creatures dwell. I'll be taking a rather substantial risk in performing it with someone else here. What sort of compensation will I be receiving for doing it, Mr. Corrigan?
Darcy asked.
Since you're here in a professional capacity, as you said, I'm assuming it's a monetary one.
What sort of price did you have in mind?
I'd be content with $5,000,
Darcy said. Jim looked at him while setting up the last candle.
You're kidding, right?
Do you think you can find a lot of wizards willing to work for hire in this city? Feel free to go out and get a competitive offer.
I'm not saying there's a huge list in the Yellow Pages, but 5,000? Seriously?
Darcy looked at him, smiling.
Well, I'm sure we could come up with another method of payment. The magic energy this person is carrying around. Since it's not a wizard, does that person really need the energy? Perhaps some of it could be passed on to me somehow.
I think the people paying me to find her would probably not find that an acceptable deal. How about 500 instead?
I see.
Darcy rubbed his chin and picked up the picture.
I'd go down to 4,000, just for you. And, oh, such a pretty little girl.
Jim gritted his teeth. He hated begging others for help when he had no leverage, and there was a little girl out there who might get hurt, or hurt others. Every moment he wasted haggling.
1,500.
3. Final offer.
Jim sighed.
Fine. 3,000. I don't have time to keep negotiating this. Every moment counts. But I don't carry cash like that around with me.
No, I trust you, Mr. Corrigan. You can pay me in the coming days.
Darcy snickered, a sound that was a sharp contrast to his distinguished features. Jim realized that he'd probably just paid the old man more than he made in an entire month selling his tricks to the tourists.
All right,
Darcy said, and held his hand out over the map.
When I cast the spell, you should see several glowing dots on the map. Those dots will represent people with magic energies connected to them. We'll then try to find the specific one you're looking for. Please don't speak unless I tell you to. This is delicate work, and I have to concentrate hard to do it.
Jim nodded, thinking about how a spell like this would be immensely useful if anyone ever wanted to hunt down people with supernatural or magical powers. He figured that was why the council didn't want just anyone to see it.
I'll be quiet as a church mouse. Just get to it.
Darcy began moving his hand back and forth over the map, tracing patterns in the air. He uttered a few sentences in what sounded to Jim like a mix between Latin and Arabic, and then a few words in a language he'd never heard before. On the map's surface, several glowing dots began to appear, like stars coming out in the twilight. They were scattered all over the Bay Area, although there were most in the actual downtown area. Jim's eyes went back and forth over them. More and more appeared, making the map glow with an orange light.
"This, right now, shows everything you would consider supernatural,"
Darcy said.
"Now, hold the picture in your right hand."
Jim picked up the picture.
"Concentrate on the picture and on the person's name. Then say the name out loud."
Darcy's eyes were closed, and little beads of sweat had appeared on his brow. Jim looked at the smiling girl on the picture. The black hair, the sparkling, cheerful eyes.
"Hoyana," he said.
At once, one of the dots on the map began to glow brighter. It was to the left of the map, and when Jim leaned forward, he could see where it was.
"The zoo, of course! Where would a kid go? To see the animals." "Have you seen enough?"
Darcy asked. His hand began to tremble.
"Yes, turn it off, or whatever you do."
Darcy lowered his hand, and the glowing dots faded away. Jim grabbed his phone and called Mercedes.
"Mercedes, it's me. Get to the zoo straight away. She's there."
No, I don't know exactly where. Just get there."
"Wait, hang on."
Jim removed his phone from his ear and looked at the screen where a text message had appeared.
"Actually, I do know where. I've just gotten a text from Inspector Charles about 6-foot penguins."
Darcy wiped his face with his hand and took a few deep breaths as he got to his feet, walked to his chair, and sat down again with a sigh.
"Thanks, Darcy. I'll come back with your money as soon as possible."
Darcy waved a hand.
"Pay them to Feline. She'll take them home to me soon enough. And if you change your mind about that energy..."
"I won't. I gotta get going. Thanks for your help."
Jim went down the stairs as Darcy smiled a happy smile.
"Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure entirely. This put the shop back in the black for the first time in weeks."
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.